Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Let's head on over to the BetQL guest hotline. Welcome in John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. Brought to you by Golfdom. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf has new drivers in stock from Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, and Cobra. So come on in to get custom fit today. Visit Golfdom in Tysons, Annapolis, or Rockville. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Hello, John. Happy Friday morning to you.
Thank you. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Happy Easter weekend, John Feinstein.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Easter is a semi-big deal to two of my children, the girls. Danny doesn't care.
Right. I don't feel like Easter should ever be in March. It's kind of weird this year. It's March.
It is 31st. Early. I mean, I'm used to being in Augusta for Easter Sunday. I've been there for a lot of times on Easter, and to say that they take it seriously down there, wow.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I can't believe we're just a couple weeks away from the Masters. It's crazy.
It's coming. It's right around the
corner. Man, the sports calendar just flies, doesn't it? Just flies by.
As long as you're busy, time moves quickly.
It really does.
And sports is almost always busy.
Well, it's been super busy here in D.C. this week. Just a few days ago, huge news, seismic news, actually, for the Wizards and Caps, as Monumental Sports agrees to stay in D.C. through the year 2050. They agree on a deal with Mayor Bowser and D.C. They get $515 million to upgrade the arena. The deal to move to Virginia is dead. What are your takeaways from this? And are you surprised by the fact that they wound up back in D.C., kind of where they belong?
Well, you guys might remember when this came up, what, 3-4 weeks ago, what I said to you.
You said they were going to stay.
Yeah, this was not going to happen. It was a bluff with a dog and pony show included with Youngkin and Leonsis. You guys have to remember, you're not as old as I am, of course, but once upon a time, George Steinbrenner was threatening to move the Yankees to New Jersey if he didn't get a new Yankee stadium, which he eventually did. This is the bluff that owners play when they aren't given what they want. And the owners always want more. And, you know, the Angeloses were threatening to move out of Baltimore until recently. And I thought it was a bluff. There were 5 years in between the so-called announcement and when they were going to move. And I figured that, you know, Leonsis would get something out of Washington, out of D.C., which he did. And wouldn't go anywhere. I was in the arena 2 weeks ago for the ACC tournament. There's really nothing wrong with it.
I agree. It's
not like Fenway Park where the bathrooms are falling apart and things like that. And you can't get near the front of a concession stand line because the concession stands are so little. But so Leonsis just wanted more. He's a rich businessman who just wants more. He wants to be Don Corleone. And basically got what he wanted, although he looks kind of silly having, you know, written all that stuff about why it would be good for the community to have the teams move to Virginia. I mean, that was a bunch of hoo-ha if I ever heard it. And then what was the gap? 5 weeks, 6 weeks?
Something like
that. Was it that long?
Something like that. Yeah, it was January, I think, maybe late December.
Yeah, and now, oh, okay, everything's groovy, as my sister would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
it's not a good look.
I don't think he expected all of the
terrible look,
both political and public backlash pushing against the Virginia deal.
Like, Leonsis is one of those guys. He's a very smart guy. We know that, but he's one of those guys who always thinks he's the smartest guy in the room, and that he can convince anybody to do anything he wants to have done, because most of his life that's what's happened, and he just went a little too far. And to his credit, was smart enough to find a way to back out. And all that lovey-dovey stuff with Mayor Bowser was very, very amusing because they hate each other.
Yeah, you could tell. It was very awkward and uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Seriously?
Yeah. And we had Bowser on the show yesterday, and she had some...
Oh, I'm sure she was on everywhere in the world yesterday.
Oh, yeah, she was.
This is a triumph for her.
Yeah.
And
I got to be honest with you, John. I'm glad I just don't have to talk. I mean, we're talking about it with you because it just happened, but I'm glad we don't have to talk about it anymore.
For the next 5 years.
Yeah, I'm just glad.
Yeah.
I was just getting tired of it.
I'm with you. I mean, sports is supposed to be about competition and the games and the wins and losses. It's not supposed to be about constant negotiations about stadiums and arenas and stuff like that. And yet, Jason, it is.
Yeah. It is.
Well, John, let's talk about one of the tenants, the Caps. I hope that if they make the playoffs, I hope eventually they don't have to play the Toronto Maple Leafs because
they don't do well against them.
Yeah, the Maple Leafs just have the Caps number. Like they just run into a buzzsaw with the Maple Leafs.
And they've been playing so well.
Yeah, and just talk about the Caps' playoff run. I mean, like a month ago,
they didn't lose any ground last night, which is
good.
They
were like a 6% chance of making the playoffs. Today, they're close to a 70% chance to make the playoffs. It's been an amazing turnaround that Carberry is issuing there.
Yeah, no, and guys like Strome and some of the others have really played well lately. I almost said stepped up. Thank God I didn't. But Carberry's done a very good job, obviously. And Ovechkin becoming Ovechkin again has been critical. And I do think they're going to make the playoffs, if only because the other contenders aren't playing particularly well. I mean, the Caps are going, last night aside, they've been going in the right direction for about a month. Mm. You know, the Islanders have fallen apart, even though they did finally win a game last night. And I think the Caps are in very good shape to make the playoffs.
Got a big one against Boston tomorrow here.
Yeah, but Boston, you're right, but Boston is not the dominant team it was a year ago. They're vulnerable. They've lost some games at home. Ever since they lost that series to Florida last year, they're still a very good team. Obviously, they're going to be a one or a two seed, but they're not the dominant team that they were last year when it felt like they never lost. But it is a big game, Jason. You're right, of course.
Yeah. Yesterday was just a big day in sports. A lot going on.
Opening day. NCAAs.
Sweet 16. You had the pro days with Drake May, and everyone's talking about that. You
can I jump in here for a second?
By the way, when did pro days start? Did they have that back in the 80s and 90s before the draft? I don't think they did.
No, they didn't. It's just a hype thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm watching the end of Tony and Mike's show last night, and, you know, ESPN promos what's coming up. They led with Drake May's pro day.
It's a big deal. NFL's a big deal. It always is.
I know the NFL's a big deal. I'm not questioning that. But, you know, like when they said we're going to play on Christmas, you can imagine the NBA's reaction was like, oh, God, not that.
They hate that.
Oh, they have to hate that. Yeah. But the thing about the pro days is there's no defense.
Nope.
And by the way, if you don't know who Drake May is or who Jaden Daniels is or, you know, who Caleb Williams is, any of these guys, now, having watched them all season, what are you going to learn from them throwing the ball to a bunch of wide-open receivers? I don't get it. I do not get it. And yet you're right, Jason. People make a big deal out of it.
Yep. It's a big deal, and it's certainly a big deal here because
one of those guys is coming here.
Right, believe what you want, but you know, I don't know if Dan Quinn and Adam Peters really know who they want it to yet. They're probably.
I'm sure they know who they want, and it's just this is an NFL thing to say nothing. I saw a headline. I don't know which website it was on. Dan Quinn comes clean on draft, and I'm like, And then it goes on and says, well, we have no idea who we're going to draft. Yeah. What was that?
It's called clickbait, John.
Right. That's what it is.
You're 100% right. Because I actually clicked on the story and said, what? I missed that. Yeah. And I hadn't missed anything.
Look, it just feeds sports radio segments, multiple sports radio segments per show. That's what it does.
Let's talk about Pete Rose. Should he go to the Hall of Fame? Call in now.
Hey, all right, let's talk Sweet 16.
Yes.
RJ Davis and Caleb Love last night, who used to play with each other, who don't like each other, and are now with two different teams, were combined 0 for 18 from three last night.
Which is why they won't play each other.
And they're not going to play each other. I had Arizona in a survivor pool. I'm very bitter. I watched pretty much the entire game.
Whoops.
Arizona was just chucking up threes. They, you know, I thought Caleb Love was a bad basketball player last night. Props to Brad Brunell, who was almost fired last year by the new AD down in Clemson, who told him,
won't be fired now.
Not going to be fired, but he's into the Elite Eight. First time Clemson's been there since Bill Foster was the coach in 1980. And I know you remember that.
Yeah, and that's the only other time they've made the Elite Eight.
Right.
Was 1980.
But here's your, you don't have, you know, you got two twos and a one lose last night. If you like some of those upsets and the teams you don't expect, you got them with Clemson and Bama for a chance to play in the Final Four.
Yeah, and it's funny because last week, I wrote a column this week saying that last week was essentially, for a first weekend, boring. You know, you had Oakland and you had Yale. And you had James Madison, which I didn't think was an upset. They were way underseeded.
Yeah, Grand Canyon. You had some double digits.
Grand Canyon, yeah. But that wasn't a big upset, at least in terms of seeds.
No.
But otherwise, you know, there were a lot of one-sided affairs. But last night, you did get some upsets, although the Cinderellas are all home. There are no Cinderellas left. Clemson was a sixth seed.
Bama's a four. Yeah.
Bama's a four, and we all know how good they are. We knew how good they were going into the game. And the only double digit seed left is NC State, and you can hardly call them the ACC champions of Cinderella.
Right.
They're not.
Well, are you? Another thing to talk about from last night is just how UConn is just destroying everybody they play.
They're really good.
They really are. I mean, I think offensively they're better than they were last year, even though they had Jordan Hawkins last year. I think they're better this year, player for player.
I think they might be better, too. Yeah. And Danny Hurley has proven what a good coach he is. I always thought he was a good coach because he actually had winning teams at Wagner, mm-hmm. which is where he first coached in college, and had winning teams at Rhode Island. And he's a terrific coach. I'm really glad for him because I've always liked him. He was kind of the underdog in the Hurley family because mm-hmm. Bobby was a superstar,
yep.
won two national championships, and Danny struggled at Seton Hall, stopped playing for a while, came back, did play well his junior
and senior
year.
Depression issues, right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
he did. And then he got his brother into coaching after Bobby's accident. Bobby just went away from basketball, actually became a horse trainer for a while. And Danny said, right. come and work with me at Wagner.
Yeah.
And he did, and Bobby's had ups and downs, but Danny's building a Hall of Fame career right now.
Oh, yeah.
And he's only, 51, I think. And good for him. I'm very happy for him. I always liked him. And they're the best team. That doesn't mean you win.
Right.
You know, that's the one and out element. Like Carolina's probably better than Alabama. But they lost.
Yep.
You know, and you go back through the years to NC State beating Houston and Villanova beating Georgetown and Duke beating Vegas. I mean, these things happen.
Yeah.
And that's why we all watch the tournament, because these things happen.
I brought this up earlier when we were kind of breaking down the games from last night. And I don't know, Terrence Shannon, who I think is probably the most skilled player in the tournament. Dalton connects very good, but Shannon's unbelievable. How he gets to the back. He's so
He's averaging
athletic.
Like 30 points a game for the last 8 or 10 games.
He's unbelievable. And I brought this up. He's got a rape trial in May, right? And I don't know what happened in Lawrence. Only two people know. But the fact that he can just block that out, I would be freaking out about if a jury is convinced that he raped this girl, he's going to jail for a long time. His NBA career is done. And he's going out there and beating Iowa State and putting up 30. I don't know how the kid's doing it.
Well, I'll say two things. The first thing is I think, you know, when we've all dealt with tragedy in our lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
Losing family, whatever it might be. That your escape is what you do. Your escape is for me it's to write. For you guys it's to do your show. And for this guy, it's to play basketball. He steps inside the lines and he
forgets about everything else. Yeah, I guess.
Apparently.
I guess.
He's done a hell of a job with it. And the only thing you said I don't necessarily agree with is if he goes to jail on a rape charge,
yeah.
I don't know that means he'll never play in the NBA. If he can get himself back in shape and be close to the player he is now, an NBA team will take a chance on him.
Well, I don't know how. I mean, how long would he go to jail for?
Well, we don't have any idea.
I think five to ten years.
If he goes for 10 years and he comes back and he's 32, I don't think it'll happen. But athletes tend to get cut a break, especially when it comes to jail time.
I don't know.
I don't even know if he's guilty.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, yeah. I just don't know how he just completely blocks it out. But
it's remarkable. You're right.
Real quick, tonight. Some obviously four more games. Any thoughts on these matchups? The Gonzaga-Purdue game will be interesting. You mentioned NC State. Your boys are playing Houston and then Creighton, Tennessee.
Yeah, my first thought is, why are the games so damn late?
I know. I hate it. Yep. I hate it.
I mean, these committee members talk about the student-athletes, and then they start games after 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. There's no way the Duke-Houston game is starting at 9:39.
No.
There's no way.
Impossible.
Impossible. And, you know, and
Creighton
and
Tennessee isn't going to start at 10:09.
No way. They schedule it for after 10 o'clock at night. But my hope, you know, Rick Barnes is a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how he's not in the Hall of Fame. He's won almost 800 games. He's been to the Final Four, which some Hall of Fame members never did, among them John Chaney and Lefty Driesell, who deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, don't get me wrong. So I would love to see Rick get in another Final Four, because then people would have to say, hey, wait a minute, he's not in the in the Hall of Fame yet. I think Duke's going to have a tough time with Houston. I think Houston having a struggle with Texas A&M is good for them.
Right.
Because it gets their attention, and they know they're playing Duke, and Duke made 100 threes against James Madison, which they will not do tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody it's the old thing about, you know, when you shoot 65 the first day in a golf tournament, you're probably not breaking 70 the next day.
Right.
And I feel that way about Duke. Houston will be a very hard out for them. What Marquette-Creighton is a terrific matchup. I'm really looking forward.
No, Creighton-Tennessee is the matchup.
Creighton-Tennessee, sorry. They're playing Tennessee. Yeah. Who's Marquette playing?
NC State.
They're playing the Wolfpack.
NC State.
Yeah, that should be a terrific game.
Yeah.
I mean, NC State's on a real roll. And Marquette's very good, and Shaka Smart is a hell of a coach, which we've been reminded about since he left Texas, which was a disaster. So, you guys often ask me to pick games,
mm-hmm.
and I don't, because I'm always wrong. The only game is I've picked right.
All right, pick
so
one,
far.
Pick one or two, and I'll bet against you.
Yeah, we'll fade you.
I'll take Connecticut.
All right.
That seems like the surest
bet. I kind of like that, but all right.
John, we got to run. Have a great Easter weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.
Same to you guys. Have a good time. I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. That is John Feinstein, brought to you by Golfdom. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf has new drivers in stock from Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, and Cobra. So come in to get custom fit today. Visit Golfdom in Tysons, Annapolis, or Rockville. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Coming up next, we'll do Cakes' entertainment page. And don't forget, coming up at 8:45, your chance to win Nationals opening day tickets here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Cakes is entertainment page. And don't forget, 20 minutes from now, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to Nationals opening day, which is Monday, April 1st, as they take on the Pirates.
How are we giving them
Nationals
away?
Park. TBD.
Nats trivia?
TBD. We'll figure it out.
Oh, okay. Right.
I'm not really sure at this point. But I am sure that we're doing the EP. That's driven by BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but EB's pal Mike Walker over at BMW of Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models. Limited time only. More at BMWofFairfax.com. All right, Valdez was just raving about this story when he brought it to me. He said, you gotta Google these conjoined twins.
Yeah.
All right,
this is just very strange.
I don't know anything about these women because
I believe they grew up reality stars on TLC. You know how TLC
is? Abby and Brittany. Yep.
See, yeah. Valdez watches different TV than I do.
He does.
He loves pimple popping and he loves conjoined twins. He loves like oddities.
You know, I love oddities.
He loves oddities. He's a huge fan of that. And I'm not so much. But
if there was a circus in town with a bearded lady, yes, I'd be there.
You would definitely be there.
This is just the strangest thing ever.
So,
the Hensels, correct?
Talk about Abby and Brittany Hensel. They're conjoined
Hensel,
twins.
Hensel's so hot right now.
Okay, Hensel is hot. Now, follow me closely here. They're two separate people, but they share a torso, a bloodstream, and all organs below the waist.
Right, so they're not connected at the head. They're connected at the chest and shoulders.
Yeah, like
the torso.
Correct.
The upper torso.
Yeah, upper torso. Now, not the head.
Abby controls the right arm and leg.
Right.
Brittany controls the left.
Right.
Turns out that Abby is married. She got married to an Army vet named Josh Bowling back in 2021. Now, there's video from their wedding that shows Josh dancing. Now, he has to dance with both of them.
Right.
Okay, that's unavoidable. But he's only kissing Abby.
Yeah.
They currently work as fifth grade teachers in their home state of Minnesota. But it's just a weird thing that, like, he's married to one of the twins.
And
but the
another
other twin is along for the
yes,
ride.
Yes, yes. One of her sister is along for the ride. That's the best way to put it.
Right?
Right.
Like, she doesn't have a choice.
It's a constant third wheel.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a bizarre
It's the
thing.
Weird. It's the weirdest
and
thing.
And I feel so terrible for
them.
Abby and Brittany Hensel.
Of course. To like, be born that way? Of course. It's awful.
They have to coexist as basically one body, but it's two separate people with two heads.
Yes. There's a lot to digest. Right. Like
there's a lot to unwrap here.
So if the one who's unmarried, if she were to get married, would all four of them live in the same house together?
I guess
that would probably have to happen.
They'd be forced to, right?
They would all sleep in the same bed.
Yeah. And the elephant in the room is the sex.
Yes. Because they're both feeling the same thing.
Yeah, because they share
a body.
Torso, bloodstream, and this is important, all organs below the waist.
Correct.
And then if you need one hand or one leg to do something, the other person has to control it.
Right.
I like how it took us 5 minutes to get to the real reason Valdez printed this story. Because he wants to talk about sex with conjoined twins.
Yes, that's exactly why.
Again,
he's cut through all the BS here.
That's why the story is so titillating.
No, I need to go to like the county fair with you. I need to go. And we need to go find the bearded lady or the world's smallest human that's on display. This is
it's just a weird thing.
Ripley's Believe It or Not together.
Ripley's is right on my alley.
Sounds like it's exactly your thing.
So they're teachers.
They are teachers.
Do
yes.
they teach different grades?
They currently work as fifth grade teachers in their home state of Minnesota.
How do you think it works?
They're probably distraught.
You know, what do you mean?
Different grades at the same time?
No, no, I'm saying like one
teaches. One does A day, one does B day.
One teaches a fifth grade.
I need to know, are they upset that Kirk Cousins left Minnesota and signed with Atlanta? They're probably upset. Now they're in the quarterback wilderness with Sam Darnold.
Well, just for another 6 weeks.
For
and,
now.
And they'll have some rest.
Right,
you imagine if they did arithmetic and they had to do long division?
Who still calls it arithmetic in the year 2024? It's math. Nobody calls it arithmetic.
It's just a weird, weird.
It's a bizarre story, but again.
How old are they?
Drab, this is a window into his soul.
Yeah.
It is all about.
Are they? Oh, they're 34.
He wants to know how it feels and how it works.
He wants to know how.
Of course. Are you not curious, Drab? Don't act holier than thou.
I got twin girls. I'm not interested in their sex. These girls' sex and life.
Yeah, they're not conjoined.
And thank God they're not conjoined. Like, could you imagine their lives if they're conjoined? I mean, you want your twins to be close, not that close.
It'd be awful.
Not conjoined close. That's a little too close. All right, Valdez, we've learned a little something about you.
What?
You're a weirdo. That's what we learned about.
If I
you.
Was the art teacher, I'd offer to put them under the construction cutter.
That's just so bad. Mm. You can split them right down the middle, right down the torso. Yeah. It's a terrible story.
Well, and the married couple's definitely going to want to have kids.
I would think. Yeah. It's got to be awkward.
Not sure if that's possible.
It's not possible?
No, I think the story basically said that.
It is?
That, yeah,
they
that
have
works.
All the organs.
That it is possible. Works.
It's functional. Now, as far as childbearing, that
that's
part,
a,
I don't
that's a whole different story.
Functional as far as Valdez is concerned.
They could still probably figure it out.
Right.
They figured out everything else. It's just strange.
Let's move on to something lighter. Pop-Tarts. You don't know who's starring in the Pop-Tarts movie, the origin story, who wrote it and, I believe, directed it.
Correct.
It's a pretty big name.
Hint.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Wow.
That's not a hint. That's actually his name. He's been contemplating the Pop-Tart origin story for years. He made his artistic vision clear in a 2018 post on Twitter. He said, quote, "At one point, I was thinking about an invention of the Pop-Tart movie. Imagine the drunk on sugar power Kellogg cereal culture of the mid-60s in Battle Creek, Michigan. That's a vibe I could work with. It's coming to Netflix on May 3rd. It's got a pretty big cast, too, aside from Jerry Seinfeld. Cast includes Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Amy Schumer, Hugh Grant, Max Greenfield, Christian Slater, Bill Burr,
our boy,
former Junk's guest.
We haven't had Bill Burr on in years.
Has been quite a while.
He's just too big of a star.
James Marsden, who was the star of Jury Duty, he's also in the mix. Bobby Moynihan and Fred Armisen, some SNL alum there. So that is coming to Netflix if you're into that sort of thing.
I promise I will not watch the Pop-Tart story.
I think I'll watch it.
You're going to watch it?
Sure. Huh? I'll give it
no
a watch.
No interest.
This next story is not very shocking, and it's an excuse for Valdez to play a hair metal band from the 80s called Cinderella. Gypsy Rose Blanchard, this is shocking, separates from her husband, Ryan Anderson, 3 months after her prison release. They gave a real go of it. I think they were married for less than a year. She announced the split in a post on her private Facebook account on Thursday.
Now remind me, Gypsy Rose Blanchard, she killed her mom?
She killed her mom.
Or maybe the boyfriend killed the mom.
She was in on killing her mom because her mom brought her up.
Had Munchausen syndrome.
She had Munchausen syndrome where she told her.
She was sick.
And convinced her that she was sick with
yes,
all these different maladies.
They had doctors giving her cancer treatment when in
she
fact
was completely
she was healthy.
Right.
Yeah. The mom was psycho.
So the mom was murdered. She's became like a social media star. She was talking about how good her sex life was with her husband. And now they have, I guess, filed for divorce or separation. She said, "My husband and I are going through a separation. I moved in with my parents' home down the bayou, down in Louisiana, down in Beamish country, the bayou."
That's right. He knows it very well.
I'm sure he does. Jason, I think this...
When did we go to New Orleans for the Super Bowl?
That was the year after 9/11.
It was.
2002.
So it was 2002.
Yes.
And did you get lost? What happened? You were walking... I thought you were walking back. Maybe that was Tampa. I thought you got lost or you were walking back from a bar.
No.
What happened?
I got lost in New Orleans.
Oh, it was in New Orleans, not with us.
Not with you guys.
Oh, okay, got it. Was that spring break?
I was on my way to Houston to sell cotton candy during the summer, and we stopped in New Orleans. And shocker, I got too hammered on a bar in the French Quarter. I got separated from my group.
Mm-hmm.
I wound up in, let's just say, the wrong side of the tracks in New Orleans.
Mm.
And I was lucky to find my way back to my hotel with the aid of a good Samaritan.
Yeah, so, did they drive you back or they just told you where to go?
He saw me walking through the neighborhood.
He said, you better get out of here.
He said, you shouldn't be here. And I said, can you help me get back to the, I think I was staying at a Days Inn.
Right.
He's like, sure, I'll take you if you buy me dinner. So he took me to a soul food spot.
You bought him dinner.
We had dinner together. We broke bread together. He escorted me back to my hotel.
Do you remember the conversation with the guy?
No, I don't remember the conversation whatsoever.
Right. So you bought him dinner, and then he walked you to the Days Inn.
Yes. And I passed out on the bed while everybody else from my party was still partying on Bourbon Street well into the night.
That's kind of a crazy story.
I just couldn't keep up. You'll like this story, Jason. Jeremy Renner makes his acting return in Mayor of Kingstown. Season 3 trailer.
Oh, it's coming back.
Yep, it's coming back.
Hold on. You haven't seen any of the first two.
I haven't seen.
You haven't seen one
five
episode.
5 minutes of Mayor
so
of Kingstown.
Good. When's that coming out?
Let's see.
At the bottom, it says June 2nd.
June 2nd.
Oh, I love
it. Mayor of Kingstown season 3.
That's Paramount, correct?
I believe that is Paramount. I think I get Paramount Plus because I think I bought it at one point and don't know how to cancel it. I need to start watching the show that you recommended to me. Is it Lioness?
Lioness Special Ops.
Yeah, I need to watch that. And
unbelievable.
I need to catch up on Mayor of Kingstown.
I mean, you're just missing out on two fantastic shows.
Snoozing on it.
I have Paramount Plus only because my buddy gave me his login.
Well, I mean, they're definitely cracking down on that. Like, all of the big streaming services.
I'm just saying, it hasn't happened yet.
At first, they're like, oh, yeah, people, you can share, whatever. Now they're like, okay, we want.
And
we
then eventually I have to buy it.
We want all of this subscription money coming to our bottom line.
Now, when did Renner have the accident?
New Year's Day, 2023.
Wow.
He broke more than, this is unbelievable, broke more than 30 bones, including 8 ribs in 14 places, his right knee, right ankle, left leg tibia, left ankle, right clavicle, and right shoulder. Also sustained injuries to his face and suffered a collapsed lung.
Lucky to be alive.
You think he's going to be hopping in one of those big giant snowplows ever again?
No, he was hit by a snowplow.
He was run over by his own snowplow.
Right.
Like he got out to help like a stranded motorist. I guess didn't put it in a park and the thing ran over him. He's lucky to be alive.
He's lucky to be alive. You need to watch season 1 of Mayor of Kingstown. You'll be addicted to it.
Okay.
I promise you.
I will attempt to do that. Like, there's just too much to watch. You want me to watch Mayor of Kingstown. Drab wants me to watch the light and whimsical Wonka with Timothy Chalamet. There's just too much going on. Valdez wants me to watch all the Oddity shows.
Right. I told you to watch Quiet on Set.
I started watching that. It's a little
too disturbing.
I will continue it.
Is that about the guy Schneider?
Yes. Yes.
The TV producer?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty disturbing.
Amanda Bynes, and she turns into it's awful.
About how you like
it's awful what happened to Amanda Bynes.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Definitely is. All right, don't forget later in
how's
the
that
show,
guy not in jail?
It's a good question. Coming up later at 9:20, we'll talk Major League Baseball with John Shambi. Coming up next, we'll give you a chance to win Nationals opening day tickets right here on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
10th caller right now with the correct answer to this question that Jason is going to give you, this Nats trivia question, will win two tickets to Nationals opening day Monday, April 1st, as they take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. First 20,000 fans get a reversible bucket hat. Pre-game festivities include an appearance by the world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales, red carpet player introductions, live music, face painters, and more. All of your gates open at 2 p.m. Here is your Nats trivia question du jour.
Do we have? Oh, we don't have anybody.
No, we're just 10th caller.
Oh, we're just
throwing
it out there.
Wins.
Okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
We'll take it off air.
All right. This new Washington National was scratched from opening day yesterday because he broke his thumb in pregame warmups.
There it is.
Fielding a ground ball, just broke it.
Yep.
So he was scratched. And he was going to be a starter.
Mm-hmm.
Just got another hint there.
So 10th caller with the correct answer to that Nats trivia question wins the Nationals opening day tickets. And hopefully it's a better outcome than Nats opening day in Cincinnati, because that did not go very well for the home squad. All right, we wanted to get into a NFL draft debate here. For months, the buzz has been Marvin Harrison Jr. is the number one wide receiver in this upcoming draft class.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the mock drafts that you see have him going top three, top four. A lot of the most likely, you know, destinations have him landing at four if Arizona keeps the pick to pair him with Kyler Murray, give him an elite weapon to add to that Arizona offense.
Right.
So a lot of picks have him going number four. But Jaden Daniels' teammate at LSU, Malik Nabers, is basically saying, hold on a minute. Marvin Harrison Jr., all he's doing is just chilling, doing his thing. He's not running at the combine. He's not doing pro days. He schedules pro days that doesn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
All Malik Nabers is doing is going to Jaden Daniels' pro day, or it's an LSU pro day, running a 4.35 40,
yeah,
measuring it at 6 feet, nearly 200 pounds, 42-inch vertical, 10'9" broad jump, saying, all right, you guys can pick Marvin Harrison Jr. number one if you want, but I'm the number one.
But I'm the new Jamar. I'm this year's,
yeah,
Jamar Chase.
And I'm showing, yeah, you, I'm showing you everything, and you just have to look at game tape for Harrison.
Right, right, right.
And look, game tape is going to be a lot of what the front offices and GMs base their decision on. But when teams see these guys do this right in front of them, you know, like, and understood, it's in a t-shirt.
They get
shorts.
A different perspective.
It's not on, you know, it's not on field during a game. But when a guy has measurables like that, and he's the same size as Jamar Chase,
yeah,
who also went to LSU, and then he outperforms Jamar Chase in all of the drills.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's got to have teams' antenna up. Like, Arizona's war room has to be like, okay, we love Harrison's skill set, but look at Malik Nabers. Look at what he's doing. Like, we have to seriously consider who to pick here at number four if we hold on to the pick. Like, it's a real competition. It's not just –
He's not clear-cut anymore.
People used to think Harrison was the clear alpha here and then a bunch of guys in that next tier. Pretty much neck and neck, and some people are starting to favor, it seems, Malik Nabers out of LSU over Marvin Harrison.
Kind of just depends on what team is sitting there with both those guys still on the board.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see if Minnesota, who's desperate for a quarterback, mm-hmm, does package something and moves up ahead of Arizona, right?
Yeah, there have been
all four quarterbacks. Then those top four quarterbacks are off.
A lot of mocks having them moving up to four and trading their top two first-round picks. I believe it's 11 and 27.
Yes.
No, 27 the Cardinals have.
And then
but it's a late first-round pick.
Late first-round
pick. So they could package both of those, move up to four.
And maybe get another quarterback.
Grab their quarterback.
And the Chargers, I think, pick five.
They're at five, yes.
All right. And the Chargers, they've lost their couple of their receivers.
Well, they've lost Keenan
Mike
Allen
Williams
and
Keenan Allen. So they would certainly be in the market. The Jets would probably be in the market.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the Giants might be if they're not looking at quarterback.
Giants certainly could use some help in that wideout room.
Yeah, so after those teams that really need quarterbacks have already gotten their guys, then you might see a bunch of teams go, oh, wait a minute.
And also, like,
we need this number one receiver, and Harrison and Neighbors could be that
Neighbors
guy.
Neighbors is going out and showing it. If I'm a scout or if I'm a GM or if I'm high up in an NFL front office, I start to think, well, what does Marvin Harrison hide? What does he have to hide? What is he afraid of going out and running a bad time? Or, like, I would start, there would be some doubt creeping in. You know,
I still think
Neighbors is showing it. He's like, all right, I'll run on my pro day. I'll do the broad jump. I'll do the vertical. I'm not afraid to do any of these drills. I'll show the talent that I have while Harrison is just keeping everybody at bay, not running any of the drills, not lifting, not running, not doing the broad jump. I'd be a little bit concerned
you
if I were Arizona
sitting
right,
but I think Harrison will still be the top receiver taken. His size is just unbelievable. He's got unbelievable hands. He's a great athlete.
He's 6'4", 205.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a stud. So, yeah, I mean, I have the same questions you do. And Neighbors is going to be great, too. I think both of them are going to be really, really good. Kind of depends on what quarterback's throwing to him. But Harrison at 6'4", is just a mismatch for so many defenders.
He is, but I feel like smaller receivers are kind of back in vogue. You know, everything is cyclical in the NFL. For a long time, everybody had to have the big Randy Moss size, you know, height-wise. Moss wasn't a big, like, physically imposing guy, but he's like 6'5", could go up and get any ball that was thrown near him. Now it just seems like if you're 5'10 or 6 feet, pro
they're
teams
good.
Are still okay with drafting you.
Of course, because that's all they're doing is throwing.
I mean, look at Tyreek Hill. He's not the biggest guy, and that guy's going to put up 15 to 20 touchdowns a season in his prime. Tank Dell, who was making a huge impact for the Houston Texans before he broke his leg, he's like 5'10".
Yep.
He's not a big, physically imposing guy. So teams I don't think are quite as hung up on, oh, I've got to have a 6'4" wideout. Because there was a time when Calvin Johnson was dominating, teams are like, we need to find the next Megatron. We need this big 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", physically imposing receiver. And it's still nice to have that, but I don't think teams read as much into that as they did.
Well, they're hard to come by. They're hard to come by when they're that good.
Right.
A.J. Brown is not as tall, but he's a big physical receiver and can run.
Right.
And he's a legit threat. Mm-hmm. Right. But you're right. I mean, the Tyreek Hills and the St. Brown's and all those guys, the fast receivers on the outside have more value than they've ever had because that's all teams are doing is throwing. But if you can get a guy who's 6'4", who's just as good as those guys and has got maybe better hands, I still think he's going to be the number one receiver. And again, it depends on what quarterback is throwing to him.
Right.
I mean,
absolutely.
If Aaron Rodgers is throwing to Marvin Harrison Jr., Harrison's going to have a bomb here.
You would think. As long as Aaron Rodgers doesn't go down in the first game.
If the Giants select Malik Neighbors and it's Daniel Jones,
then you
don't love him.
Then you
much.
Have question marks.
Yeah.
It's all about the fit situation.
It's all about the
quarterback
fit.
That's going to be delivering the ball. But Malik Neighbors looks like he's a surefire top 6 or 7 pick.
Correct.
And that might even be discounting him a bit.
Right.
Like he might be a top 4 or 5 pick.
And then you didn't even mention Brian Thomas,
who is
tall and can run as well.
Yeah, let me pull up his combine stats because they were kind of
jaw-dropping. He was sub 4.4.
Yeah, I think he ran like a 4.39.
Yeah.
Take a look.
So if you can get a guy who's 6'4", who can also run like those six-footers, man, you got a stud.
Yeah,
so,
Brian Thomas Jr. ran a 4.34 40-yard dash. And he measures in at, I think, 6'2", about 220. His 40 was 4.33. 10-yard split was 1.5. His vertical, not quite as good as neighbors, but still pretty impressive, 38 and a half inches.
Mm-hmm.
And he broad jumped 10 feet, 6 inches.
So, again, a guy who's taller, can run, good hands. So whoever gets him, I'm guessing he's going to go mid-first round, maybe late first round.
Yeah.
I doubt he'll slip to the second. So they're going to be, you know, 4 or 5 legit receivers mm-hmm. at minimum selected in the first round.
Yep. Absolutely. Don't forget, coming up later in the show in the 9 o'clock hour at 9:20, we'll talk Major League Baseball with John Shambi. He's the play-by-play voice for the Chicago Cubs and ESPN. He'll join us at 9:20 here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.